Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each and every day we find out what's trending, and I think I'm going to make an appearance here in What's Trending. Jonesy, what do you got for me here?
Well, there was a tweet by a Sports Radio 610 host at 5:23 p.m. yesterday saying, game over, series over. Who might that be, Cody?
Was it 5:23 or 7:23 p.m.? Because it was 7:23 p.m. as soon as they were down and the game was in hand. I tweeted, at Cody underscore Stoots, game over, series over.
You did.
I tweeted that. Now, it's worth noting, it is 2-2. There are still potentially two games left at Minute Maid, while there is just one game left at Yankee Stadium. Justin Verlander and Dallas Keuchel are still to pitch in this series. However, at 7:23 last night, I deemed not only the game over, but the series over.
You were emotional.
My question is, should there be a repercussion if I'm wrong? That's what the people seem to want on the Twitter sphere.
On the responses. All right, so if the Astros come back and win this, game over, series over. Well, let's take it to the people, man. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610.
Text in. If the Astros come back and win this thing, what should the penance be for one Cody Stoots?
Now, here's the thing. Here's why I felt that way last night. They can't hit right now. And Keuchel and Verlander just rattled off two of the 10 best postseason pitching performances in the history of the Houston Astros. Two of the best pitching performances we've seen in postseason baseball in the past couple of years. And everyone's acting like that's going to happen again with Keuchel on the mound at Yankee Stadium and Verlander obviously back at home. Everyone's acting like that. That's offensive to what they accomplished over the weekend. Like, to expect,
well, you can be hopeful for it, but it's very unlikely to expect it.
To expect
different stadium for Keuchel in particular, because it's a different stadium, different approach, different circumstance.
To expect that is disrespectful to what they accomplished.
Correct.
Is how I feel.
I do agree with that.
So yes, Dallas Keuchel and Justin Verlander are the two best pitchers that they have. Yes, they give you a great chance. Here's the thing: the likelihood that they both go nine innings and you don't use the bullpen, pretty low.
This is true, especially in getting close to a must win here. But you know, especially in a game of this importance, you know, how long are they going to stay with Keuchel if he gets in trouble? What are people saying?
Fire Cody.
You're going to get fired if the Astros come back and win?
That was so dumb. Hang your head in shame. This is from Bald Dan, so I don't really believe it's a punishment, but Cody should shave his head. Shave his head. Shave the Astros logo into Cody's head.
A month of veganism for Cody.
Nah, I tried that. Yeah. It wasn't that good. Here's the thing. A lot of peanut butter, a lot of candy. Really wasn't that much of a problem, to be honest with you.
Paint Cody's belly with the Astros logo, and for the entire first segment, he has to be in full view of the studio cameras.
All right, so we got some contenders here.
Some contenders.
I smell a Twitter poll coming on this. So we got some contenders here. We'll start. You keep sending in the Mo City Mike, damn you.
What do you say?
Astros logo tattooed on the small of his back.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you. I'll tell you what. If that's what I have to do.
Get a little tramp stamp?
I'll be buying Yankees pinstripes and rooting for the Yankees. I like the Astros. I ain't putting a tattoo tramp stamped on my back. Okay? All right. So we'll try to start figuring that out. Maybe we'll ask Gerard, we'll ask ADB when we talk to him. We might even ask the general about that as well. So lots to get to today. It's still What's Trending. So Jonesy, what's trending?
In the Celtics-Cavs game last night, Gordon Hayward made his Celtics debut, and after this, it might be a long time before we see him again.
Is creating his own legacy. What better way with this young team? This is a guy that's probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history. They're going up. Oh, my goodness.
Hayward came down so hard. Okay, Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg. Hayward has broken his leg.
All right.
That's how it sounded on TNT last night.
I don't
also, I'm pretty sure that at the very end there, you heard a player say a bad word.
I don't want you to view the video. It's horrific. But I do want you to look at the Cavaliers bench when it happens. Just look at the players on the Cavaliers bench.
Oh, it was they had the same expression as the Louisville bench when their guy hurt himself way back in the day of the Final Four.
You can look at this 100 times. Now, you're not looking at the gruesome injury. You're looking at the players.
I can't see Gordon Hayward at all.
You're looking at the players, and I'll tweet this out, at the players watching the injury happen. If you can watch it as many times as you want, look at every individual player's reaction. It's incredible to watch, and that shows you how gruesome it was. Coaches, the referee, players, fans. I mean,
one guy jumps up and leaves the bench.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, it's horrific.
It was.
It's the epitome of horrific.
I felt so bad for Gordon Hayward. He makes this very tough decision for him. I get the money's the same wherever he goes, pretty much. So he makes this very tough decision to leave the franchise that drafted him and invested so much in him. He rejoins his college coach in Boston. Mm-hmm. It's this grand night. They got Kyrie Irving. They're supposed to challenge LeBron. They might even be the favorites. And moments into it, seconds after Reggie Miller says legacy, he breaks his ankle. Now, at the time he says leg, we find out it's the ankle, and I guess some of the early reports are that there's not extreme ligament damage, so this could be less.
It was just absolutely gruesome.
It looked bad. It could be not nearly as bad as what Paul George suffered in the exhibition.
I mean, who knows?
We'll see. I wish him the best. Jonesy, I know there was quite a social media following, a couple different people weighed in on Hayward. You got some of those for us there?
Well, Connor Barwin definitely could relate.
So Barwin
showed his picture.
Barwin sends out a picture of him with his foot just dangling there.
Why would you do that?
When he tore his leg up in 2010.
Why would you do that?
In 2010, was that Barwin had turned down a contract extension before that year, or was it 2011?
I don't recall that exactly.
I want to say that he turned down a contract extension, then got hurt, and then had to play one more year. I can't exactly remember how all that was shaken out, but Barwin felt pretty bad for him. And then there were two guys that I didn't necessarily love their response. Jonesy, you got these for us?
Well, Tim Graham tweeted, "I've covered broken necks, a sliced jugular, and boxers dying in the ring. Tough injury to watch tonight, but no need for a candlelight vigil."
Come on,
Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. Break your ankle like that. See how you
feel.
I'm
glad you got the ruler out.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to measure.
How about Mia Khalifa?
Oh, she was. Read hers, and then we'll read Skip Bayless's.
Read hers, Jonesy. You got it right there? Mia Khalifa?
Hers was not good.
Well,
on multiple levels. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show, kinda. Not good on multiple levels. So Mia Khalifa last night tweets this out after Gordon Hayward. "I feel like Gordon Hayward was the sacrificial lamb to unite Boston and Cleveland for a minute before a civil war broke out."
How many parts of that tweet are just stupid?
Lots of them, most notably that civil war is between two people who are on the same side, not two opposing teams who have never been on the same side.
And you probably don't want to, just reference the civil war in the NBA anyway.
Also, sacrificial lambs were killed. They weren't injured.
Right. That was just dumb.
What the?
Just dumb.
And before we go, let's get to Skip Bayless's comment. "If Gordon Hayward is gone, maybe for the season, LeBron's path to losing a sixth finals gets even easier."
Oh, my goodness.
Damn you, Skip Bayless. It'd been such a long time since we had seen Skip Bayless pop up into our minds.
Oh, and meanwhile, LeBron went for, 29?
Him triple-double, didn't he?
Ridiculous triple-double, yeah.
Triple-double with a couple blocks and stuff like that. And, by the way, With ease, they closed out the Celtics, who were kicking their butts for a good portion of the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.